In the Boston Marathon attacks, Federal Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano will meet with city and state officials in Boston today to talk about information sharing and training in the wake of the bombings. She'll also visit the memorial to victims in Copley Square as the most seriously injured of the victims continue to recover. Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital in Boston still has about 10 patients it's working with, but as WBUR's Dolores Handy reports, that's one less than yesterday, when a Mattapan woman was released to continue her recovery at home.
I'm feeling great.
Mary Daniel is looking forward to getting back to living, finally being released from the hospital after losing her left leg and suffering other serious injuries in the marathon explosions.
Excited that I'm leaving, but still a little apprehensive of not knowing what lies ahead.
What lies ahead is a life of adjustments. She and her husband and their daughter have to find a new place to live because of steep stairs in their current second-floor apartment in Mattapan. She's on the road to recovery, learning how to get around thanks to the use of crutches, a walker, and a wheelchair.
Hey, Dr. Crandell. So nice to see you.
Dr. David Crandell has been Mary's attending physician since she arrived at Spalding.
So you have an appointment.
Yes.
You're coming back next Wednesday for the... I can make a cast your leg.
Okay.
She's preparing for her first prosthetic. She'll have many over her lifetime. During her stay, Mary's been getting a lot of advice. She shows off a necklace.
Oh, it says never, never, never give up. The people that's been, actually lost a leg as well, came this morning to say goodbye and give it to me.
There's a bracelet with the same message, too, given by a military veteran who lost all four limbs.
It talk about mostly life and what you're going to be facing and how to embrace life. And also, you talk a lot about the prosthesis, because he had different types of prosthesis and how to use them and how to dance. He taught us a few moves, how to dance, yeah. I love dancing. I'm actually going to get a few courses.
There's been another special visitor, too. Her 5-year-old daughter, who'd had nightmares after seeing her mother in Mass General for the first time. Her Spalding visit was different.
She was more relaxed. She was more into playing, and she hugged me a few times. But she's still a little bit afraid of the leg.
As she was leaving Spalding, Mary said there are many things she wants to do.
I want to go to a barbecue for Memorial Day. I want to go back to life.
She's still thinking through life, like whether she'll resume her preparations to be certified to practice medicine in the U.S.
Right now, I'm focusing all my energy into getting better physically, but I'm still thinking about what is it I'm going to do.
There are some places she definitely wants to go.
I love Boston Newbury Street. I don't want to be afraid of that street. I want to go back and enjoy walking that street and go shopping.
Mary Daniel wants to take that walk for closure, she says, and she wants to do it soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.